And we're just going to jump right into the Word today. Cedric, could you do me a favor? Just lower me just a shade, if you don't mind. I feel like I'm just a little loud here today, and I don't want to get too loud. All right, so anyway, we're going to just jump right into the Word. I want to begin by looking at an assumption that one of the prophets of God made for just a moment in his mind until the Lord corrected him, okay? Now, many of you might remember the story where Samuel, the prophet of God, went to anoint David as king, right? God had rejected Saul because of his disobedience to the Lord. And so Samuel comes to the house of Jesse, which is David's father. And all he knows is that he's supposed to anoint somebody king, all right? And the last time he had anointed a king, he had anointed Saul. Now, Saul was a good-looking man and a head taller than everybody else. And so what happens is Eliab comes out. This is the oldest son of Jesse. And Samuel takes a look at Eliab and he's like, oh, this good-looking guy, he's got to be the one. So let's just pick it up here in 1 Samuel 16 and verse 6. This is what the Word says. It says, so it was when they came that he looked at Eliab. Remember, Eliab's handsome, okay? And said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. How many of you know God doesn't see the same way we see, right? This is what the Scripture says. For man looks where? At the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Would you join me in prayer today? Heavenly Father, I pray you'd take this simple message, God. I pray that you'd touch people's hearts and lives with it. In Jesus' name, God, we honor you and give you praise. Amen. We live in a world that is completely obsessed with outward appearance. Is that true? Now, of course, we're supposed to take care of ourselves. Am I right? How many of you say it's okay to look nice? We ought to look the best we can. I just want to say thank everybody for showering before you came today. We want you to smell nice. All right. This is not about that. But we also, as believers in Christ, we've got to be careful that we don't go overboard in the realm of stressing outward appearance, because Christians sometimes can get involved in that type of thinking as well. Today, unfortunately, there's a small percentage of churches that have decided that no one that if someone is not very beautiful, that they really can't hold a public position in their church. Did you know that? You can't man the door unless you're beautiful. You can't sing on the praise team unless you're beautiful. Obviously, I wouldn't fit in a church like that, okay? So anyway, we will never do that. And besides that, I think that's kind of reprehensible in the eyes of the Lord, because God sees beauty in us in ways that we don't see, because here's how God looks at a person. God looks at a person's inner being. He looks at what's on the inside more than is what is on the outside. And this movie, Wonder, is a powerful commentary to our society, because it's about a little boy, all right, who was born with serious physical problems, and he's going to begin his first day of school, which happens to be in the fifth grade. And so I'd like to introduce our hero today, but I want to just say this. He's going to introduce himself today, because he does such a great job of that. So let's just watch this little clip of Augie Pullman as he introduces himself today.
I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid. I mean, I do ordinary things. Eat ice cream, ride my bike, I'm really good at playing sports. Well, on my Xbox. I love Minecraft, science, dressing up for Halloween. I love to lightsaber fight with my dad and watch Star Wars movies with him and drive my big sister crazy. And dream about being in outer space, just like any ordinary kid. I just don't look ordinary when I'm doing these things. Not even my birth was ordinary. It was hilarious. Now, how can a birth be hilarious, you ask? A teenage doctor helps.
This is my first day.
Nate. A massive video camera also aids the situation. But to really be funny, you need what all the best jokes have. A punchline.
He's coming!
Surgery since then. They've helped me to breathe, to see, to hear without a hearing aid, and some even helped me look a bit better. But none of them have made me look ordinary.
He said he doesn't want to go.
But he's ready.
No, he's not ready.
I cannot homeschool him forever. Every year that we wait, it'll just be harder to start. This is the first year of middle school for everyone. He will not be the only new kid.
Okay, well, he's going to be the only new kid that looks like him. But will you stop rolling dolls for just 1 second and please listen? It's like leading a lamb to the slaughter, and you know it.
I know I'll never just be an ordinary kid. Ordinary kids don't make other kids run away from playgrounds. Ordinary kids don't get stared at wherever they go. But it's okay if you want to stare, too. My name is Augie Pullman. Next week, I start fifth grade. And since I've never been to real school before, I'm pretty much totally and completely petrified.
That is an awesome clip, isn't it? And as we introduce Augie, I mean, even like maybe for some of our kids that are in here today, he's a little funny looking, isn't he? He's a little scary looking. He's struggling because of his appearance. I don't know if you really caught all the symbolism of the spacesuit thing. He kind of feels like he doesn't really belong on the earth. He feels like, you know, with the helmet on, that's kind of a way that he can hide from the world. It's kind of a commentary on his inner life. He feels like he doesn't fit in here. He feels like maybe he should be in outer space. And perhaps if he was a spaceman, an astronaut, he would be able to be cool and neat and accepted and be loved and be valued. But obviously, this story is fascinating because of the young man's appearance and the things that he has to overcome. You can tell that Augie Pullman is a really cool kid, right? Right from the start, you see, he can even laugh about what's happened to him. He can make a joke about it. And he talks about, you know, everything that happened on the day of his birth. But I believe that a movie like this raises incredibly powerful questions in a society that is so interested in outward physical appearances. And I want to give you today four lessons that this movie teaches us, all right? First of all, it teaches us that outward appearance doesn't necessarily equal wonderful. We could say that outward, even beautiful outward appearance, doesn't necessarily equal wonderful. I wonder how many would say, I've met somebody who was a male or a female, they were really beautiful on the outside, But once you got to know them, ooh, yuck. Who can say that, right? All of us can absolutely say that. Even the Bible tells us that. Proverbs 11 and verse 22. I've always wanted to put this verse in a sermon, and I finally figured out where to put it, all right? It says this. It says, as a ring of gold in a swine's snout. Picture that. A ring of gold in a swine's snout. So is a lovely woman who lacks discretion. But on the other hand, how many of you have ever met somebody who weren't very beautiful physically, but once you got to know them, man, they were really awesome. Who's ever had that experience in life? And this movie teaches us that outward appearances, even beautiful outward appearances, doesn't really necessarily equal wonderful. And if you see on the screen here today, we've got Augie, and he doesn't look too great, but you're going to find out if you watch the movie, he's a great kid. Now, you got this other kid named Justin over there, and he's, man, for a fifth grader, he is really a very handsome young man, right? But I'm going to tell you, he is not a nice person, all right? So anyway, the question becomes, why do we give so much emphasis to outward appearances when God looks at the heart? And how many of you know we've all done it, right? We've all judged people by the way they look on the outside. Even Samuel, a prophet of God, thought Eliab was the one, and he until God revealed to him that no, it was not Eliab, it was David. So this has been going on a long time. And did you know that people so value the outward appearance that unfortunately it's actually a benefit to those who are born beautiful? Let me just read this for you today. Daniel Hammermesh, an economics professor at the University of Texas in Austin, measures out the benefits in his book. This is the title of the book, Beauty Pays, Why Attractive People Are More Successful. According to his research, attractive people are likely to earn an average of 3 to 4% more than a person with below average looks. That adds up to $230,000 over a lifetime for a typical good-looking person. And that's according to the research that Dr. Daniel Hammermesh has done. Other studies have been done that show that pretty people, for some reason, they get more attention from teachers, from waiters, from leaders, from mentors. They even did a study and they discovered that even babies will look longer at a face of someone who is beautiful than someone who is not. And of course, in this church, all of our babies are beautiful. Do I have a witness in the house? And so we look at those babies for long periods of time because they're just so absolutely beautiful, all right? And have you ever noticed that in today's world, the way that people present themselves to the world sometimes is nothing like they really are? Have you ever seen somebody's Facebook picture and then you meet them in person and you realize it looks nothing like they do? They're 25 pounds thinner than their Facebook page. There's not a single blemish. Their hair is more poofy. I don't know how they do all that, but I'm just telling you, we are obsessed with outward appearance. Alexander Todorov, and an article about his book, Face Value, says the following. We make up our minds about others after seeing their faces for a fraction of a second. And these snap judgments predict all kinds of important decisions. For example, politicians who simply look more competent are more likely to win elections. Yet the character judgments we make from faces are as inaccurate as they are irresistible. In most situations, we would guess more accurately if we ignored faces. And the reason why we give so much emphasis to outward appearances is because often what's on the inside remains hidden. Am I right? And the truth is this. Are you with me today? Real beauty is found on the inside of people. Am I right? And you don't get to know the beauty on the inside of people until you actually take time to listen to their stories. You don't get to know how beautiful a person is until you've seen how they have walked and you've walked in their footsteps, and you've listened to their stories, and you've seen what they where they have come from, what they've overcome, the struggles that they have had. And the truth is that the essence of who we are is more inner than outer. Just tell your neighbor that. You're more inner than outer, okay? In fact, the Bible tells us this, that the body in which we live in is kind of like a tent, and one day this tent's going to grow old. It's going to wear out. Come on. But the part on the inside, that stays the same. Am I right? I mean, of course, God is changing us on the inside all the time. But you know what I'm trying to say. That essence of who we are on the inside. And so the lesson is this today. First of all, we got to stop judging from outward appearances. And the second lesson I see in this movie is that Christians have to choose kindness. Am I right? One of the unsung heroes in this story is a young girl by the name of Summer who chooses to slight all of her mean, bullying friends and walk across the lunchroom and sit by Augie and become his friend. You're going to meet her in the next clip. But I just wonder, how many of you remember middle school? How many of you remember that it was brutal? Let me tell you something. Times have not changed. It is still very tough to be in middle school today. Is there anybody that's in middle school today? Can you wave at me? All the middle schoolers in the house. Who's in middle school today, right? Okay, this next clip is for you because you know how tough middle school is. And now we live in the South, right? Are y'all Texans or not? Do I got any Texans in the house? Y'all Southern folk? Well, did you know us Southern folk, we're actually overtly polite in many ways, but in some ways we can be kind of ugly, because did you know that in Texas you can say almost anything you want about anybody as long as at the end of the sentence you say, bless their heart. Did you know that? You can say, my, you can say to your friend, my, she just does not know how homely that dress is, does she? Bless her heart. Well, that little fella, he got beat with the ugly stick, bless his heart. Now, how many of you know that is not kindness? Am I right? Oh, I'm preaching to everybody this morning. Hello. We've got to be careful because we've got to choose kindness. So we're going to watch this next clip. And this clip is of Augie's first day of school. All right? He had a tough first day of school.
Hey, two rules. First, only raise your hand once a class, no matter how many answers you know, except for science. Crush the wall.
Check.
Second, you're going to feel like you're all alone, Augie, but you're not.
Check.
Should we lose this? Come on, costumes are for Halloween. Prepare for blast off. I love you.
I love you too.
Have fun.
Bye.
Have an excellent mission and Godspeed. We are ready to proceed at this time. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Dear God, please make them be nice to you.
4, 3, 2, 1.
My mom always said, if you don't like where you are, just picture where you want to be.
Right, let's settle down. Everybody settle down. saved.
Sorry.
Everybody find your seats? Yes? Finding our seats, great. All right, now, some of us are lucky enough to know each other, yeah? And others are new. Hi there. Okay. My name is Mr. Brown, and you're late.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I was just helping set up chairs for the assembly.
Don't worry about it. Can anybody tell me what this word means? Anybody? No? Precepts are rules for really important things.
Like mottos.
Like mottos, or like famous quotes, or like lines from a fortune cookie, right? Precepts can help motivate us. They can help guide us when we have to make decisions about really important things, okay? So why are you talking to me about precepts this early in the morning, Mr. Brown? Well, let me tell you, because precepts also can tell us a lot about ourselves. Who is it that I aspire to be? That is the question that we should be asking ourselves all the time. What kind of person am I? So this is what we're going to do. Everyone's going to come up with two things that they think everybody else should know about them. All right, I'll go first. Number one, I used to work on Wall Street for a long time. And two, I left Wall Street to pursue my dream and teach. Boom, who's next? Yes.
Julian Albans, and I think it's cool how you're pursuing your dream.
Thank you very much, Julian. Let's hear your two things.
Okay. One, I just got Battleground Mystic on my Wii, and it's totally awesome. And number two, we got a ping pong table this summer.
Amazing. Any questions for Julian? Yes.
Is Battleground Mystic multiplayer or single player?
That's not those kind of questions. Okay.
Hi, my name's August Pullman Augie, and I have a sister named Bia and a dog named Daisy. I love Star Wars, and I just said three things. Yeah, sorry.
That sounds like a bonus to me, three things. Thank you very much, Augie. That was perfect. Who's next?
Oh, I actually have a question for Augie. What's to do with the braid in the back of your hair? Is it like a Padawan thing?
What's a Padawan thing?
Oh, it's from Star Wars. Padawan is a Jedi apprentice. Who's your favorite character, Augie?
Boba Fett.
What about Darth Sidious? Do you like him?
Ouch. Okay, can we talk about Star Wars at recess? Yes? All right. Who wants to read this month's precept? What about you? What's your name?
Summer.
Summer. Want to give it a shot?
When given the choice between being right or being kind, choose kind.
Wow, what a powerful clip, right? When being given the choice between being right kind, be kind, right? How many of you say we need to choose kind? We need to choose kind. It's great to have our kids in here from Kids Church today, right? And how many of you kids are here and you want to, I just want all the kids to stand up for a moment. Aren't they handsome young men and women today? But listen, we want to just challenge every young person here today with these two words, three words actually, no bullying ever. How many think that's a good thing to learn? No bullying ever. So could you guys all say that for me as loud as you can? That wasn't very loud, was it? Come on, really loud. Right. Choose kind. Am I right? Awesome. And we have to choose kindness as Christians, right? Let me read a verse for you today, Ephesians 4:32. It says this, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And by the way, that was not very nice of Julian to ask poor little Augie about that Star Wars character, Darth Sidious. That was what you call bullying in plain sight, right? And I'll tell you, this verse that we have on the screen today, it's not simply just words that should relate to us as believers, as we treat one another in the body of Christ, right? It should permeate our hearts because kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. And when we choose, if we choose, don't choose kindness and we choose to bully others, we choose to say things that we shouldn't and become ugly. Actually, what it does, it reveals what's on the inside of us. Am I right? And so I'm not going to kind of belabor this very, very simple point, but we have to set the example in our world and go against the culture and show kindness. Can we just give a big hand for that? Amen. Because I believe that that's a powerful, powerful thought. Let me give you the third lesson that this movie teaches us. It teaches us that everyone has a story to tell, and everyone's story is important. You believe that? Everyone has a story. The homeless guy out on the corner with the sign, he's got a story, right? The guy in Walmart that looks upset, he's got a story. The guy who's walking down through the mall and he looks as happy as can be, he's got a story, right? The guy driving a Mercedes and a rich guy, he's got a story. Even children have a story. And the interesting thing is that it is as we listen to one another that we can find the ability to choose kindness. Because many times we assume things, right? Instead of listening, we look at somebody, we judge them, we think we understand the whole situation, and we assume things about them. Many years ago, I read a great illustration. I've actually, I think, a couple of times told this illustration in various messages. But there was there's a story of a man who's at a bus stop. And he's noticing that there's another guy. He thinks it's their dad. And he's with two children. This dad is with two children. And the two children are just behaving terribly. I mean, they're throwing stuff at cars. They're screaming out stuff. They're just totally out of hand. Totally out of sorts. And this guy who's observing, he's a disciplinarian. And so he quickly comes to the conclusion in his mind, this guy is just a lousy father. I think I'll tell him what a lousy dad he is. And so he just jumps into the situation and he begins to berate this guy. And he says, you know something, if you knew anything about raising kids, you'd be disciplining these kids. These kids are going to grow up to be no good for nothings. And on he goes. And the man, he had been kind of just lost in his own little world, kind of just thinking deeply. And the man all of a sudden kind of, he comes to his attention and he calls the man who's berating him over to the side. And he says, sir, I'm so sorry. You don't understand exactly what's happening. Let me tell you what's happening. I'm a social worker. And what has happened is that these two children have just lost their parents. I'm taking them right now to meet their grandmother, where I've got to tell them exactly what has happened to their son and their daughter-in-law. And he said, I'm sorry, I was not thinking about what was going on. I just got into this situation, and I was thinking about what I should tell them. Boy, how many of you think that guy felt like, and that's what it feels like to eat your foot, right? Foot in the mouth. Oh, no. And what's interesting about this movie is this. That the main character is Augie. Obviously, he's the star of our story. And I mean, his journey is painful, but it's awesome and powerful. But the powerful thing about this movie is that it tells the stories of most of the people, the main characters in the movie. And it's in the revealing of those backstories that we learn so much. And one of the sections in the movie is told by Augie's sister. Her name is Via or Olivia, and it turns out that she has had a very rough day at school as well. So let's watch another clip and maybe finish your popcorn if you can as we watch Via's first day at school.
August is the sun. My mom and dad and me are planets orbiting the sun. But I love my brother, and I'm used to the way this universe works. My mom says that on my 4th birthday, I wished for a little brother. And when he was born, it only took me a few seconds, and I was all over him.
Can you hear me?
If they stare, let them stare. You can't blend in when you were born to stand out. I've never asked my mom for help with my homework. I never needed my dad to remind me to study for a test. I just did most of my studying in waiting rooms and hospitals. Mom and Dad would always say I was the most understanding girl in the world. I don't know about that. I just knew my family couldn't take one more thing. I know my family loves me, but ever since my grandma died, my best friend Miranda is the only person who knows me.
Miranda! Wow, look at you. Hey, Via, I've texted you like 1,000 times. When did you get back from camp?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks?
Sorry, it's been crazy, you know.
Yeah, no, that's okay. What'd you do to your hair?
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It looks wild. Just trying something different, you know. I'll catch you later.
Thinking about signing up?
For what?
Drama club. They study theater in the fall and do a play in the spring.
No, not really. I'm not a theater nerd.
Well, that's too bad. I am. I'm Justin, by the way.
Sorry, that was rude. I'm Via. Olivia.
At first they suck, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
My mom tried to walk me here from the subway. I literally had to ditch her at the traffic light.
Well, my mom still doesn't think I can use a Metro card.
Are you an only child, too?
Yeah.
They never listen. This one time I told my mom I wanted to take guitar lessons and play like Jimi Hendrix.
What happened?
Well, it was nice to meet you, Via. Olivia.
Yeah. It was nice to meet you too, Justin.
Maybe I'll see you around. Though not on stage, clearly.
Where's Mom?
She fell asleep.
Oh, okay. How's Augie?
There's some boy, you know. How was your first day?
It was really good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Say hi to Miranda for us.
I will.
Sweet dreams.
Good night.
What a powerful clip that was. This young lady is just revealing so much about her. She has learned to adapt to the universe that she is in. How many of us are like her? And yet the truth is that She desperately needs for someone to ask her, how was your first day? And when the question is finally asked, she knows that in the family system that she is in, that's so delicate and with Augie and all of his difficulties, that it's just going to be too much to lay that on her parents. And so she just will bear it all alone, even though her very best friend for years and years has ditched her. She decides, I'll just face this all alone. And how many of us are like her? And so the question becomes this today. Who do you relate to? Who do you tell your stories to? To whom do you share your life? Everybody has a story and every story is important. But I ask you today, are you like Via at this point in the movie when she's just trying to stuff it all down and be tough? Or are you willing to just open up and say, you know, this is what I'm really going through. And man, is it hurt. And man, is it hard. But you know, as you proceed through the movie, it's fascinating because you realize that everybody has a story. Even Miranda, her friend with the red hair, part red hair, you'll discover that she has her own story. And even the most hateable character in the movie, his name is Justin, even he has a story. He is the way he is, probably because of his mother, okay? And I know I'm giving some spoilers out there. But one of the things that I believe is that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to work on being able to listen to one another. Am I right? Because everybody has a story and everybody's story is important. And the truth is that everybody needs an opportunity to be heard. Everybody needs to be valued. Everybody even needs to be celebrated. And that's one of the reasons why I absolutely love Celebrate Recovery, where we meet on Friday nights, because we're able to hear people's stories and we're able to share what's going on in our lives. And many times it's the brokenness of our lives that comes through. And that's why we need a women's ministry like at Comfort's House. And that's why we have classes like Sunday school and Wednesday evening, because we need to hear what's going on inside of people. James chapter 1 and verse 19 is a wonderful verse. It says this, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." We've got to learn how to listen to one another. And one of the most poignant points in this movie, it's a very beautiful clip. We're going to see it in a moment. Augie and Via are able to slow down long enough to listen to each other. And an amazing thing happens when they're able to do that. Let's watch this next clip. We've got to share our stories with one another.
Come on, get ready. It's almost time for the Halloween parade.
You're supposed to knock. Go away!
Mom says you won't say what happened. Did someone say something?
Someone always says something!
Well, tell me what happened.
It's none of your business!
You took my day with Mom, so it is my business.
I heard Jack Wolf talking about me behind my back. He said he'd kill himself if he looked like me.
Jack Will? Isn't he the nice one?
There are no nice ones! I wish I'd never gone to school in the first place!
But you were liking school. I know you were.
I hate it, okay? I hate it!
Augie, I'm sorry, but you're not the only one who has bad days.
Bad days? Do people avoid touching you? When a person accidentally touches you, do they call it the plague?
No.
Jack Will is all I had. Just don't compare your bad days at school to mine, okay?
Okay. Hey. Did you notice that Miranda doesn't come around anymore?
What?
You didn't. Shocker. Yeah. She went away to camp this summer, and now she doesn't like me anymore.
Why?
Because school sucks, and people change. So if you want to be a normal kid, Augie, then those are the rules. So let's go trick-or-treating, okay? Because right now,
We're each other's best friends.
Really?
Yes. So, come on. I'll let you have all my Halloween candy.
Wow.
I'll trade you my apples.
Okay. No, I know that I said that you could have all my candy, but...
Okay. All right. Wow. The sharing of someone's story produces empathy. As Via starts sharing what she's went through, it produces something in Augie. You can almost see the love in his eyes there. And we need to, as Christians, learn how to be empathetic with one another. Empathy is deeper than sympathy. Empathy is actually feeling the pain that another person has. In the Jewish tradition, and we have just a little bit here, and then we're going to be watching one more clip. So hang with me here today. In the Jewish tradition, there's something that they call sitting Shiva. And what happens when somebody passes away in the Jewish tradition is that the people who love that person will go to their house and they'll simply go there to sit with the person. And the idea is not that they go there with a lot of words. It's not that they go there with a lot of prayers for the person. It's simply that they can be there to be with their friend. And it's their time to listen. And it allows the friend to express what has happened to them and the pain and the grief and the sorrow that they're going through. And what happens is there's a little bit of a transfer that takes place. A little bit of the sorrow and the pain that the person who's gone through, who has suffered a loss, is transferred to the person who's listening. And perhaps a little bit of the comfort and the love and the encouragement that the person who's listening is transferred to the person that has a loss. And I just want to say that Jesus is absolutely the greatest example we have ever had for a person that has empathy. Aren't you glad for Jesus today? Come on, give Jesus a big hand today. Amen. I love Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 15. It says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." This powerful verse tells us that Jesus Christ actually senses and feels the burdens and the sorrows that we carry. Aren't you glad for that? You say, why is Jesus so wonderful? Why is He so loving? Why do we care so much about Him? Why do we applaud Him? Why do we worship Him? I'll tell you why. Because He loved us first. Come on. He cared about us first. Even while we were sinners, as Carlos said a few moments ago, Jesus Christ died for us. And the truth is that He absolutely shows the agape kind of love that you and I need in such desperate ways. Amen. And we've got to ask God to fill us with that type of agape love so that we can in turn love others. And I'm going to tell you that Augie is not beautiful by physical looks on the outside. And as a result of that, he feels all alone. He feels incredibly alone. But I'm here to tell you that there's a lot of people who are beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, they feel a lot of pain. They feel a lot of hurt. They feel a lot of sorrow in their heart. And then down, if you would really talk to them, if you could get them to take their mask off, Augie wore a space helmet, but if you could get the beautiful person to take his mask off, you might discover that they would be thinking something like this. If you really knew who I was, if you really saw what I'd been through, if you really knew the situation that I'm in, you probably wouldn't love me. But I'm here today to tell you that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, loves everybody. Come on. He feels empathy for everyone today. Amen. And I'll tell you, we've got to learn how to take off our mask, right? We've got to learn how to tell people how we really feel. Because it's when we do that, it's when we can be celebrated in our life. Let me tell you something. The pathway to healing was really when Augie shared his story. The pathway to healing was when, as you watch the story, you see numerous people, once they share their story, once they get it out of the inside and say, this is what's going on, you'll discover that healing and blessing and even celebration can take place. And that's what we need most of all today in the kingdom of God. Amen? I believe in celebrating one another, right? Can we give one another a big hand today? Amen. Because there is, let me tell you something. God didn't make any junk, right? Amen. Tell that to your neighbor today. God don't make no junk, right? That's a double negative. Amen. Hey, God doesn't make junk, right? He made beautiful people. And God can take anyone and turn their life around and make a beautiful thing out of it. One of the values that we have here at Fountain of Life is that we value biblical community, right? We ought to celebrate each other from time to time. Amen. When Dennis walked in today, I was just so happy. Why? Because that's my brother back there. Amen. I got to see him. I got to hug him. Amen. That's called biblical community. We love each other. We celebrate each other's stories. And we've got to learn, in order to really do that, we've got to learn how to walk in one another's shoes. I don't know, it's getting kind of late. Y'all want to watch another 3-minute clip? Okay, you want to see the celebration? This is awesome, all right? We're going to end with this clip today. All right, as Augie finally gets celebrated.
Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, graduates, final award this morning is the Henry Ward Beecher Medal to honor students who have been notable or exemplary. Usually, it's a good works, a service award. But I came upon a passage that he wrote which made me realize that good works come in many forms. Greatness, he wrote, lies not in being strong, but in the right using of strength. He or she is the greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of his own. Without further ado, this year I am very proud to award the Henry Ward Beecher Medal to the student whose quiet strength has carried up the most hearts. So, will August Pullman please come up here to receive this award?
Walking up towards that stage, I felt like I was floating. My heart was beating so fast. I didn't really understand why I was getting a medal. It's not like I blew up the Death Star. All I did was get through fifth grade, just like everyone else here.
Congratulations. That's for you.
Then again, maybe that's kind of the point. Maybe the truth is, I'm really not so ordinary. Maybe if we knew what other people were thinking, we'd know that no one's ordinary. And we all deserve a standing ovation, at least once in our lives. My friends do. My teachers do. My sister does for always being there for me. My dad does for always making us laugh. And my mom does the most for never giving up on anything, especially me. It's like that last precept Mr. Brown gave us. Be kind, for everyone is fighting hard battles. And if you really want to see what people are, all you have to do is look.
You want to see who people are, all you have to do is look. Would you stand with me for just a moment today?